Hey, I'm JoJo from the Life Songs Afternoon Show, and this is my blog, Chameleon. Does it make you crazy anxious when something happens that wasn't in your plan? Would you consider yourself a person who adapts well to change? Well, chameleons have no trouble changing when necessary. They have the ability to alter their skin pigment based on what's happening around them. Thank God that our skin doesn't do this, right? Could you imagine turning pink or blue? This happens for a few reasons: to camouflage from their enemies, to show other animals who's boss, to show surrender, or even to stay warm or cool in the climate. I'd say they've got the change thing down pat. I've been called a hair chameleon. If you've ever seen me at more than one Life Songs event, you know my hair color is always different. It's kind of like my signature. But I consider myself a person who enjoys change. But only when it comes to my hair. When it comes to life, that's another story. I like schedules. I like order. I like having a plan. I like knowing where I'm going and what I'm doing. When things don't line up with that, it gets me really stressed out. But recently, God has thrown an unexpected curveball. Over the course of many months, God revealed that he was bringing my family and I into a new season, but I didn't know exactly what it meant right away. There were lots of praying and seeking to figure it all out. For the last 13 years, my husband and I have been a part of our church. And since it started, we've been involved. Basically, think of a ministry within the church, and we've participated in it. Our extended families go there, friends that have become family attend, and people that me, my husband, and kids have grown up around are there as well. It's been who and what we've known for all of these years. But let's just say that we never, ever thought that God would say move to another church. And towards the end of last year, that's exactly what God was speaking to my heart. But let me be completely honest. My husband and I weren't praying about going to another church. It wasn't even on the radar. There was no offense that happened. There was no ulterior motive. God orchestrated it all. And I was simply seeking his heart. Psalms chapter 14, verse 2 says this: "The Lord looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God." Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11 says, "For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out." And that's exactly what happened. It wasn't what we wanted. In fact, there was pushback. There was lots of it. What we've known for the last 13 years has been our comfort zone. Comfort zones are hard to leave. It's painful. But when God says go, you obey, because we didn't want to be like Jonah. But as the direction of this new season of our life started to be more clear, doubt, fear, and worry started to creep in. But God kept reminding me of a scripture that you've heard numerous times. It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." But too often you read that verse and you think it's your plans that will succeed and prosper. But my friend, it's his plans. He has plans for your life, and God's plans aren't your plans. His ways aren't your ways. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." Let's be real. This was not in the plan of JoJo's life. We would have stayed at the church we were in until God called us home, but God had something else in mind. Even though we have no idea what the future holds, his ways and plans are good. We can trust that he knows what he's doing, even though we can't see the path ahead. And man, is it hard to be blind. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says this: "For we walk by faith and not by sight."